This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda meets with leaders Madhav Kumar Nepal and Upendra Yadav regarding a vote of confidence and their participation in the incumbent government. Chief Electoral Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia claims election has institutionalized democracy. And 17 people killed, 22 injured in a road accident in eastern China. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda met with the chairpersons of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal and the chairperson of Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal Upendra Yadav at the office of the Maoist Central Parliamentary Party in Singhardarbar today. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, the leaders discussed the matter for Prime Minister Dahal to take a vote of confidence along with the support of the parties and their participation in the incumbent government. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal, also chairperson of the Maoist Centre, urged both Nepal and Yadav to give him a vote of confidence to continue his prime ministerial position. Dahal, who on the 25th of December was elected Prime Minister with the support of the 169 parliamentarians, is scheduled to take a vote of confidence coming Tuesday. The Prime Minister, who was elected as per the Article 76(2) of the Constitution, is required to take a vote of confidence from the House of Representatives within 30 days of his/her election as per Article 76(4). Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has said the election to the Member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly has contributed to institutionalizing the Federal Republic along with the selection of people's representatives. Inaugurating the Bagmati Province-level election review program at Dolakhar today, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia said the review program will provide guidance as to making the elections more systematic in the coming days. The Chief Election Commissioner stressed that an election is won on the basis of principles, integrity and ideology. Election Commission Under Secretary Kamal Gewali made a presentation on the election-related data, good practices, problems and challenges during the November 20th election. The Chief Election Officer, the Chief District Officer, chiefs of the district-based security bodies and the stakeholders were present in the review program. The Rashtriya Kitab Khana, or the National Pension Records Office for Civil Servants, has started an e-pension online service. The service that began a month ago from Lalitpur as a pilot project has now expanded across the country. Acting Director General of the office, Sangeeta Oza, said the concept of e-pension has been introduced in order to make the service fast, efficient and technology-friendly. The new service will end the compulsion on and hassle for civil servants to travel to the federal capital for their pension following retirement. The office has been maintaining all the records since the appointment to the retirement of civil servants, teachers and police personnel. The Civil Service Act and regulations provide that those who have completed more than 20 years of service are entitled to a pension, while those who have served less receive gratuity in a lump sum. The Narayangarh Mogling Road section, which is closed every day for 4 hours for construction-related work, will remain open for 2 days, targeting the Maghe Sankranti fair at Devghat Dham. The road section will open for traffic in the afternoon of 14th of January and 15th. The Maghe Sankranti, one of the festivals of the Hindus, falls on the January 15th this year. Chief District Officer Asaman Tamang said the work being done by blocking the road for 4 hours in the afternoon on those 2 days will be postponed. The road is going to be kept open considering the number of pilgrims travelling to Devghat Dham. At present, traffic is being stopped from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on that section of the road and excavation work is being done for the construction of bridges on the road section. Devotees from all over the country, including from neighbouring countries, come to take a holy dip in Devghat Dham. According to the chairperson of the Devghat Area Development Committee, Badri Adhikari, more than 500,000 devotees are expected to arrive in Devghat this year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 17 people have been killed and 22 others injured in a traffic accident in eastern China. State broadcaster CCTV said the major road accident took place just before 1 a.m. local time today in Nanchang County in the Jinjiang province. CCTV cited authorities as saying that the injured had been taken to hospital and that an investigation was underway into the cause of the accident. Local news outlets reported that the accident occurred when a truck hit a funeral procession. People had been carrying out a roadside offering to the dead before planning to head to the crematorium. The report said they were hit by a truck, with most of the dead and injured being funeral attendees. Road accidents are common in China due to a lack of strict safety controls. Last month, one person died during a highway pileup in central China that involved hundreds of vehicles and was caused by low visibility in fog. Thousands of Israelis have taken to the streets to protest plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new government that they say threaten democracy and freedoms. The protesters gathered in the city of Tel Aviv yesterday, days after the most right-wing and religiously conservative government in the country's 74-year history was sworn in. It plans sweeping reforms from expanding illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank to weakening the power of the judiciary. The protest was led by left-wing and Palestinian members of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. Critics accused the government of declaring war on the legal system, saying the plan will upend Israel's system of checks and balances and undermine its democratic institutions by giving absolute power to the new governing coalition. Anna Montes, among the best-known Cold War spies caught by the United States, has been released from prison after more than 20 years in custody. The 65-year-old spent almost two decades spying for Cuba while employed as an analyst at the Defense Intelligence Agency. After her arrest in 2001, officials said she had almost entirely exposed U.S. intelligence operations on the island. One official said she was among the most damaging spies caught by the United States. After her arrest, Montes was accused of supplying the identities of four U.S. spies and oceans of classified material. She was handed a 25-year prison sentence, with the sentencing judge accused her of putting the nation as a whole at risk. Montes would remain under supervision for 5 years after her release and will have her internet uses monitored. She will also be banned from working for the government or contracting foreign agents without permission. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather is likely to remain generally clear with a minor change in some parts of the country today. The division has stated the weather will remain generally clear in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim Province, with the possibility of fog in many parts of the Tarai in the morning. For tonight, the weather will remain normal in the hilly areas of Sudar Pashchim, Karnali and Gandaki provinces, while the rest of the areas will be partly cloudy. At present, the weather is generally clear in the hilly areas of the country, while many parts of the plains are foggy. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 2.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 20.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda meets with leaders Madhav Kumar Nepal and Upendra Yadav regarding a vote of confidence and their participation in the incumbent government. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia claims election has institutionalized democracy. And 17 people killed and 22 injured in a road accident in eastern China. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.